All right, AP, this is a weird race for you, man.
Yeah.
You got to start. We're looking good. And then we went right backwards. Ferrandez got us, Jay Coop, Kenny, and then you found something or you hit the nitrous, you know, like nitrous, and all of a sudden you passed everybody back but Jay Coop.
Yeah, man, I made some changes. Yeah, I made some changes to the bike a little bit.
For the main?
Yeah, and I didn't really gel with it too much during the heat race, and couldn't go across the top of the whoops, and couldn't jump them. So I was like, man, I need to change something. So I don't know if they're big or little. But
we've been riding really well lately, so why are we making changes?
I just wasn't gelling with the bike in the heat race.
Same change, but in the heat race and practice, same settings as the last few weeks?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just weirdo Aaron.
I don't know. I get weird when they rebuild the suspension every weekend, and I just get weird at different tracks, and this one's a weird one because this Pennsylvania dirt, it's almost like silt on top and soft underneath. So you just, and then it's got hard stuff and rocks and sometimes roots. So I found a big old root in the track walk. So, it's really, really weird. It really, really reminds me of High Point, which is like, in theory, yes, but for a supercross round, it's wild. It's wild. But in the first part of the main, I struggled, man. I struggled. I freaking frame cased the triple. Couldn't go through the whoops at all. I think I was doubling for the most part. And then after Dylan got me, I was like, all right, I need to do something. And I just I don't know what I did. I started looking for new lines, and I just I found some. I found some, and then I started clicking off laps after lap and didn't make mistakes, and I was just going. So it was a good end of the race. If I would have had that kind of beginning, if the beginning would have matched the end, I think I'd have been in the battle for a podium.
Yeah.
Not gonna say I would have got on it because Jay Coop was absolutely ripping tonight.
He race,
dude. I mean, he passed me like I was sitting still. Yeah. And I was like,
I tweeted this. That might have been his greatest 450 ride he's ever had. That heat race.
Yeah. And yeah, he definitely wanted to beat the number seven. And I felt it for
so
sure.
So, what lines did you find? Do you remember what you found?
Yeah, I mean, I started using the right side of the whoops. I saw Dylan. He was going there. And I was just trying to go right down the middle, which they had some weird hooks in them. And then I started using the outside. Around the first corner, so it was a lot smoother and a little bit sharper of a face going off the first triple, so I could get over it a little bit. And then I actually at the end of the main started going over the table, like on.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going over table single and then triple.
I saw that.
Yeah. So was
that good? I don't know.
I mean, it was all right. It was working out for me. Safe to say you could just. You could just say I was getting lazy, but no, I was just kind of moving around the track. I feel like in the first couple laps, I was just sticking in one spot, and everybody was going around me. And
it's gotta be hard for a racer, especially like, you know, you've been on the box a lot. It's probably hard for a racer to be like, what the fuck is happening? And then to find it back is not easy to do.
Yeah, and I didn't think I was going to. At one point, I saw Malcolm behind me, and I was like, all right, well, he's going right by.
He's next,
yeah, after Dylan. And then that's when I was like, I put my foot down, and I was like, all right, this is not happening.
Right.
Like, I need to go. And then after that, started finding the lines. It just got a flow, really. Yeah. It wasn't even about the lines that I found. It was just like the flow came. And I think I linked the whoops together quite a few times, back to back to back, and that's when I started catching Kenny, and it turned in, it was a weird night because I
need to look at your lap times from the first 10 laps to the last 10.
Oh, it was probably like 52s to 49s or 48s or something like that, but yeah, like you said, it was weird because I got good starts, put myself in really good positions, but it was almost like I didn't capitalize. Well, I'm not going to say I didn't capitalize in the heat race because Jay Coop was just on it.
Yeah.
But in the main, I just didn't capitalize, and I went backwards. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it was just just weird, you know, kind of static day.
Well, still some positive to it, yeah, with the comeback, for sure. How's outdoor stuff coming?
Yeah, really good. I've done probably 5 days outdoors already. doing 25s, something like that. And, yeah, man, really, really good. I've only had one moto that was, you know, I got stung by a bee in the neck. And that was... That was actually this week on Monday, and that moto I went a little bit slower than I originally had. So, no,
start swelling up. Your throat.
No, I mean, luckily I wasn't, or I'm not allergic, because if so, I think that would have really messed me up. Because, it hurt like bitch. Yeah. It hurt so bad. It was like, I think it was a wasp that got me, because, dude, as soon as it stung me, I felt it, and I just smacked my neck, which I think knocked the stinger even deeper into my neck, and I think it's honestly still in there.
Okay.
It's not, yeah, it's...
Maybe you're like Spider-Man, you know, you got bit by a spider? Or like,
you know, if I start growing wings, dog, I'll let you know.
That'll be a protest, for sure, from Yamaha or something.
Hell yeah, dude, Yamaha is definitely protesting.
All right, thanks, man, appreciate it, we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Cool.